the Democratic nomination process continues on longer than anyone expected, the mainstream media coverage, particularly on cable TV news, is already tilting in particular directions. We turn now to our next story about Fox News. The impact of media coverage on an election is undeniable. As we've seen in past elections, a sudden emphasis on one aspect of a candidate's past can create a story where none existed before. Most recently, the controversy over Barack Obama's pastor, Reverend Jeremiah Wright, was created in large part by Fox News and then picked up by other media outlets, turning it into a serious scandal for the Illinois senator. We turn next to Jonathan Kim. He's a producer with Brave New Films who's just made a short film piece for the internet exposing how Fox News is engaging in dirty tricks to smear Barack Obama, and worse, how other news outlets are echoing Fox, sometimes word for word. Brave New Films is calling on outlets like MSNBC and CNN to, quote, stop spreading the virus of Fox News. Jonathan Kim joins me in studio this morning. Welcome to Uprising.
Very happy to be here.
So, Jonathan, first, I'm going to play some clips from the piece that you made. But first, tell our listeners a little bit about what role overall Fox has been playing in this election. Clearly, they seem to be pretty critical of Barack Obama. Are they also very favorable towards the Republican candidate? And, you know, overall, what role do you think Fox News is playing or will play in this election?
Well, I think one of the big things with Fox News is that they kind of legitimize stories that if they're covering it, I think the other networks are saying, well, you know, someone's talking about it, so I guess we can do it. And I mean, specifically in the case of Obama's pastor Jeremiah Wright, the first Obama video we did, Fox Attacks Obama 1, now I suppose, that came out in February of last year. And even in that video, Sean Hannity was talking about Obama's church being a black separatist church and a racist church. He's been going on the story for over a year now, and now it's been picked up as a real story. And I think that really wouldn't have happened if those stories weren't already out there and people saying, well, you know, what are they saying about his church? Well, what did Sean Hannity say?
Right.
And from that, they've been using that.
What's remarkable about the video you created is how you show word for word how other news outlets pick up on what Fox is saying or what Fox News anchors are saying. And I like the fact that you give dates on the video, which, of course, we can't translate on radio. But and we'll give our listeners the information about where on the internet they can watch the whole video. But let's take a listen to one clip from this video created by my guest Jonathan Kim, where Fox News anchors are upset about the effect that Obama is having on his supporters.
It's Obama, and I don't even know what the big deal is. He's a African anyway. They faint, they cry, they scream out after him.
That's right. People are so overcome by Obama fever, they're passing out at rallies.
Voters, even his supporters, are saying, you know what, is Barack Obama the Messiah?
What is it about Obama that's causing so much hysteria?
That kind of spontaneous affection Chairman Mao only dreamed of.
Barack Obama is not Jesus.
This sort of association, Jonathan Kim, that these news anchors are making with Chairman Mao, for example, and we'll hear later on even with Hitler, what sort of effect does that have, you think, on viewers?
Well, I think one thing that's really interesting about Fox, and I noticed this a lot during one of the videos we made about how Fox was talking about Iran, particularly last summer, is that I think for their viewers, they just throw out all sorts of stories and throw out all sorts of words just to give people a vague feeling of unease. And if you ask them why, they probably wouldn't be able to say what it is. But it's like, you know, I think I kind of heard something about this. I don't know. The way that his supporters are, it just kind of creeps me out. I don't know exactly what it is. They can't put their finger on any one story, and I think it's just Fox just throws everything at their viewers. And they know some stuff will stick, some won't, some will get kind of misinterpreted or some will get kind of forgotten, but some stuff will work out, and that's really all they want.
Let's take a listen to another clip, particularly focusing on Louis Farrakhan and how that sort of guilt by association has been used by Fox to smear Obama.
I'm Reverend Jeremiah Wright, the head of the Trinity United Church. He said that Louis Farrakhan epitomizes greatness.
He's got to praise an anti-Semite and a racist who refers to Judaism as a gutter religion.
As you know, Reverend Farrakhan called Judaism gutter religion.
I think I am very familiar with his record as the American people. That's why I have consistently denounced it. he's anti-Semitic in his rhetoric and sometimes anti-white or whatever. And
but that is not Jeremiah Wright.
No, but his association there. And the association, you can draw your own conclusion.
Do you accept the support of Louis Farrakhan?
And that's another clip from the video that was produced by my guest, Jonathan Kim. Again, guilt by association. And before we comment on this, Jonathan, tell our listeners where they can view this whole video online.
If you go to foxattacks.com, you can. There's our blog there, as well as a list of all of the Fox Attacks videos. This specific one, Fox Attacks Obama 2, is, I believe, foxattacks.com/Obama, I believe. Or virus, actually, sorry.
That's right, foxattacks.com/virus. And we'll link to it from uprisingradio.org later today as well. So how have MSNBC, CNN, and some of these other outlets picked up on what Fox is reporting? I mean, are they literally using the language that Fox uses word for word?
I think sometimes they do, or they kind of put it through their own filter. But I think one of the big things is just, I mean, that we've seen throughout the media and is a direct effect of Fox News is just the blurring of news and commentary where commentary means you can lie. It's not held up to the same kind of standard. And I think in that sense, sort of all the gloves are off. You can say whatever you want. I mean, things that Chris Matthews has been saying, he's considered a serious newsman, but he also just kind of spouts stuff off. And because he's considered kind of a folksy, nice guy or whatever it is, it's just kind of let slide. He's sort of like the nice version, the nicer, slightly smarter version of Bill O'Reilly. But now this is considered acceptable in terms of talking about politics and talking about specifically the Democratic candidates.
My guest is Jonathan Kim with Brave New Films, and we're talking about a new video that he's just created, Fox Attacks Obama Part 2, The Virus Spreads, and we've been playing clips from that. We're going to play some more, but before we do that, I just want to go back to our weekly contest. Who said that? It seems as though it's a little bit difficult for listeners this time, this week. A lot of you are guessing Angela Davis. That's the wrong answer. So I'll give you a hint. The speaker, mystery speaker we heard, ran twice as a U.S. vice presidential candidate. That should give you enough of a hint. 818-985-KPFK is the number to call if you want to make a guess about our mystery speaker. Let's play another clip from this video that has been created by Jonathan Kim, this on Obama's patriotism.
What has Obama done to demonstrate the patriotism?
Barack Obama has a new round of patriotism problems.
Michelle Obama is finally proud of the U.S. Does that mean that President Barack will blame America first?
Patriotism made him a little uncomfortable. Public, outright, straightforward displays of patriotism, they seemed to think were a little icky.
And that's another clip from Fox Attacks Obama. Jonathan Kim, the media made a lot of the fact that Obama stopped wearing the U.S. flag on his lapel and some comments that his wife, Michelle Obama, made. What is this all about? I mean, it seems as though questioning Obama's patriotism directly contrasts him with John McCain, who's considered, you know, this prisoner of war, Vietnam veteran, who's the ultimate patriot, pro-war candidate.
Yeah, it's a really kind of bizarre argument. You know, the idea that, I mean, it makes me think of like Office Space. If you're not wearing the right flair, you know, like it shows that your heart's not really in it, and that somehow, what kind of jewelry you wear sort of indicates your patriotism. Whereas if you are for, you know, wrecking, you know, the Constitution or doing things that really degrade, you know, us as a nation, that's not considered unpatriotic. But I think that, I mean, this story in particular, I think is really kind of amazing in that, you know, it really started off with Matt Drudge picking up a story that was reflecting something that Obama had done years ago, which is not wear the flag pin. and this got repeated over and over again on Fox. Then they jumped on this one little clip of him not with his hand over his heart during the national anthem, which apparently that's not considered that bad. I mean, Pledge of Allegiance, you're supposed to have your hand over your heart, but national anthem, it's not really required. But anyway, this story got repeated and repeated and repeated. And then on March 19th, Nedra Pickler of the Associated Press put out an article about Obama's patriotism. No hand over his heart, Obama's patriotism questioned. It was – and it got picked up all over the place. And then the day after that was when CNN on their website put out their patriotism poll, which was, does Barack Obama show the necessary amount of patriotism? And so you can kind of draw – you can sort of make the conclusion that it was Fox legitimizing the story, saying this is actually – we really should be asking this question. You know, this is really important. We've seen all these indicators. And then Nedra Pickler does the story on the AP, which is, you know, a respectable news outlet.
Right.
Then CNN picks it up. And then it kind of goes from – and then, you know, to the rest of the public where it's like, well, I don't know. I guess that must be a legitimate question. CNN's asking it. The AP's asking it. So,
And so the chronology of this seems really clear, the chronology of how Fox starts the story and then others pick it up. Finally, I want to play the last clip from your video, Jonathan, which is, to me, the most shocking, where Fox News has drawn comparisons between Barack Obama and, yes, Hitler.
He excites the people. He's igniting them. And are they even thinking about what he's saying?
No. Hitler got the crowd all excited, and Barack Obama got the crowd all excited.
And we will transform the world.
He sounds like Hitler.
He sounds like Hitler. That's from Fox News. And my guest, Jonathan Kim, who's produced the video, Fox Attacks Obama Part 2. Finally, this is just incredible to me that now they're comparing Barack Obama to Hitler. Has anyone picked up on that?
Luckily, not yet. if you can believe it, actually, the radio, kind of Fox News Radio, is sort of the unfiltered version of Fox News,
mm-hmm.
where I think, I mean, and someone else said it that, you know, with, I mean, Sean Hannity's on there, Bill O'Reilly's on there, John Gibson is on there. And I think when they're alone in the studio, the idea they're sort of alone with their racism, you know, like they don't have to worry about all that crew and camera people and people on TV. They kind of forget that they're all out there. And so they can say this stuff and it is they feel that there's an audience for it and that they like it. And this idea that because people like Obama and clap and cheer, that somehow there you can draw the correlation. I mean, you might as well say that Bon Jovi is like Hitler because people cheer at the shows and sing along or whatever it is. It's
right.
Pretty crazy, but who knows? If some more legitimate news outlet picks it up, it might be considered an important question that Americans need to figure out.
Right. And that last clip was from Fox News Radio.
Fox News Radio, yep.
FoxAttacks.com/virus is where you can view the entire video we've been hearing clips from. And finally, Jonathan, I understand that Brave New Films has collaborated with some other organizations, including Move On, and are trying to get the mainstream media to stop parroting Fox News. What's the status of this campaign?
Well, actually, last week we had a petition delivery to CNN and NBC. There's along with Move On, we got 200,000 people to sign a petition asking them not to parrot Fox, especially in an election year like this, which is so important. So we delivered those petitions, which was really great. There's video of that also on foxattacks.com. And as well as in New York, we also had speakers from FAIR, Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting. Speaking, and I guess we'll have to cross our fingers and see how it goes, but at least they know that there are a lot of people out there who really care about this subject.
200,000 signers.
200,000.
Well, Jonathan Kim, thank you so much for joining us today, and I'm sure we'll be hearing more from Brave New Films during this election year.
Thank you very much. It was an honor and a pleasure.
Jonathan Kim, producer for Brave New Films, and again, the website is foxattacks.com/virus.